The conservative National Review is comparing him to swimmer Michael Phelps. ABC News is saying he's already the next Marco Rubio, in other words, the new darling of the right. They're talking about Tea Party-backed Texan Ted Cruz, who won the Texas Senate primary yesterday, beating Governor Rick Perry's Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. In other political news today, new polls show President Obama with a slight edge in three swing states, but show worry as well over the economy. And also news today that his presumed challenger, Mitt Romney, praised Israel's healthcare, says the U.S. can learn a thing or two from it. Wait a minute. Isn't Israel's healthcare government-run with a mandate requiring every citizen to purchase it? Evan Smith is editor-in-chief of the Texas Tribune. He's in Austin. He's got a little political roundup for us. And Evan, start with Ted Cruz's win. What does this mean for GOP?
It's seismic. It's a seismic event, Robin. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you had told people 6 months ago that David Dewhurst, who had been elected to statewide office four times, is one of the wealthier people to serve in public office, even has that baronial look to him. He looks like a senator coming in the room. If you had told people he was not going to run away with this race, not just win it, but win it handily, they would have told you you were crazy. But external circumstances changed. The Tea Party victories in Indiana and Nebraska set up a narrative for Ted Cruz. Dewhurst ran a bad campaign. But more than that, Cruz tapped into what is a genuine movement of grassroots conservatives. It's not about ideology. It's about being an outsider, being anti-establishment. And Cruz didn't just beat him. He beat him by 14 points. Yeah. He trounced him. It really is an earthquake in Texas politics.
Yeah, and he has quite a story. His father fought with Fidel Castro to overthrow the then Cuban government, and then he split with Castro, came to the U.S., worked as a dishwasher before starting a successful small business. And his son, Ted Cruz, last night's winner, is Princeton and Harvard educated, but as you said, being depicted as kind of an outsider to GOP politics. What does that mean for the GOP?
Right. Hard to imagine a Princeton and Harvard graduate who clerked for William Rehnquist as being somehow an outsider or not an elite. But what it means is that the establishment Republican Party in Texas, which has been under assault from the right for some time, really now understands that it can no longer assume anything. It can no longer assume anything in terms of policy. It can no longer assume anything in terms of politics. We really did see a transition point in Republican politics in Texas last night. And a new generation of people, many of them with no experience in government, are now going to have a plausible shot at taking the reins of power.
Well,
and that's just going to mean that the old way is gone, and we don't know what the new way means yet.
Well, and he is also from Cuba, as we said. And your paper was one of the media outlets yesterday that broke the story that San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro is going to give the keynote at the Democratic National Convention. Stanford
right.
and Harvard graduate. Daily Beast says he's the first Latino to be tapped for this high-profile primetime events. He's being compared to Barack Obama back in 2004. You know him. Your thoughts?
I do know him. He's a remarkable young man, 37 years old. His twin brother Joaquin is a state representative who is running for Congress, will win this time from San Antonio. And he's always been thought of as prospectively the first Hispanic governor. President Bush's former political advisor Mark McKinnon has said he may be the first Hispanic president. The day in Texas began yesterday with Julian Castro, and it ended with Ted Cruz, and we thought to ourselves, we're witnessing this real transition point, and the future of Hispanic politics in this country may be on display with these two individuals, one Democrat, one Republican. Both enormously smart. Julian is a graduate of Harvard Law School himself and Stanford. And you're talking about two extraordinarily smart and talented and gifted politicians, and they'll be battling it out for the future of the state, maybe the future of the country.
Some sort of sea change. We mentioned Mitt Romney's recent remarks reported in the Boston Globe on his trip where he praised Israel's health care. He's walking that back a bit. He's saying, well, I meant the cost cutting. But while we have you, because you're there in Texas, Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer is holding a hearing about climate change today. Reports say she's trying to get that out on the campaign trail. Pundits say no way are the candidates going to do this. But you're there in Texas. Are they going to have to?
Well, we're coming out of the worst one-year drought in the history of this state, and we're also here at the epicenter of the fight between the states on the one hand and the government by way of the EPA on the other hand over things like permitting and pollution controls and so on. There's no question that we have a problem, but people don't agree what the problem is. And, you know, I think for the president, sort of like gun control after Aurora, people understand there's a problem. But politically, it's a very complicated issue. And in a close election, which this will be, the president's not going to be very likely to take a stand that's going to put off a bunch of people who might otherwise support him. Climate change is something that's going to be fought over in Congress. I'd be shocked if it came up to any extent during the campaign.
Poor Barbara Boxer, though, is going to try. Evan Smith, editor-in-chief of the Texas Tribune in Austin. Thanks so much, Evan.
Robin, thank you so much.